Streeter High School. This is Mr. McGurk. I'm the assistant principal at Streeter High School. I'm in the room 340. I guess we'd call it Studio 340. Mr. Randolph, who is with us, and he leads our podcast club. This is the first of, we hope, of many of Coach's Corner podcasts here at Streeter High School. The purpose is to feature some of our athletic programs along with some of our student athletes. So today we're looking forward to, we got two special guests here today, and with it being Coach Bo Albert, of our head girls basketball coach, and he brought Natalie Haynes, one of our star basketball players, with him today. So we're excited to have some commentary from them. They're going to talk a little bit about the season. I have a co-host with me, Sean McGurk. Say hi, Sean.
Yo, what's up?
Tell us a little bit about yourself.
I play one sport at the high school. I play baseball for on the varsity team. Coach Bo coaches that.
What year are you?
I'm a sophomore.
Awesome. Well, he's going to be joining us today and and co-hosting the podcast with us today. So with that being said, I got to put a focus on Coach Albert. How are you doing today, Coach Albert?
Good. Thanks for having me on. Pleasure to be here.
Thanks for coming. We sure appreciate having you on. You've been here at Streeter High School for how many years now?
Oh, this is my 18th year.
That's hard for me to believe because I remember when you started.
Yeah.
Tell us a little bit about your background. You know, it could be like hometown, a little about your athletic background and how you ended up at Streeter, Illinois.
Well, I grew up in a town called Prairie du Rocher, Illinois, actually. And we just had a K through 8 school there. We didn't have a high school there. When I went to high school, I went to Redbud High School, which is in a small town of about 3,600 people. I played three sports when I was there. I played basketball, football, and baseball all 4 years. Then once I graduated from there, I went to Millikan University in Decatur, and I played 4 years of football there at Millikan, and graduated in 4 years with my physical education degree. An endorsement to teach health and driver's ed, and then I got the call from Kelly Kane back in the day. In the summer, I was working back home after I graduated, and came up to Streeter for an interview. I think it was like the end of June, and it was pretty late without having a job so far, coming with the school starting in August. And I remember doing the interview, and then Mr. Pano and John Gregg were both like, you want to sign a contract today? I was like, yeah, sure. So I signed a contract, and I just remember leaving, driving back on 18 to head back home, and called my mom, and I'm like, well, I guess I'm moving to Streeter in August. And she's like, Streeter, where's that at? And I said, well, I'll show you on the map when I get home. So,
and we've been asking
been
you where,
ever since.
We've been asking you, where's Redbud at for all these years?
That's right, yeah. There is, you know, some of the state does exist south of Springfield. I tell you guys that up here all the time. But
Gotcha. Well, with that being said, I'm going to turn it over to my co-host here.
Yeah, I was just going to ask, like, on your season, like, how's it going so far with your record and stuff like that?
We are 11 and 14, I believe. And, you know, it's under 500. We were kind of hoping we'd get to 500, but we lost a couple, three or four close games. You know, one of the games we had to go play without Natalie, that was a winnable game for us. She was sick. So, I mean, a couple turns here or there, we could be sitting at 500, I think, right now. But, you know, even with 11 wins, that's the first time I think JT put in the paper on the Times that it was the fourth time within 25 years or whatever, or century, fourth time in a century or whatever that we've had, you know, a double-digit win. So everything's going pretty good, and we're young. You know, we lose three seniors, but we got a good core of juniors returning for next year, so it's kind of like a process. We're just building on next year, too.
And where do you guys sit in the conference right now with your record and stuff?
We are in the conference. We are, I want to say we're in fifth place right now in the conference. We were 4-9 in the conference overall. You played 13 games. So I think that we finished fifth in the conference out of 8.
One thing that's interesting about what you just said is Streeter High School, I'm just going to be honest, we're not noted for great girls basketball, but that is a big deal. I noticed, you know, over the last couple years, we're kind of headed in the right direction. So that double digit win season is a big deal.
Yeah, it is. And like I said, it's only the fourth time in the last how many ever years that JT put in the paper that it's happened. So, I mean, it's an accomplishment. I mean, it's not the be-all, end-all goal where we want to be, but it's a step in the right direction.
Absolutely. Because I remember some pretty lean years in the last, you know, 20 years, and to be in those double-digit wins, and you hear the scores of some of these games, and like, well, we're right in that.
Yeah, you know, and it just goes to show, like, I mean, the two top teams in the conference with Lyle and Piatone, last week we were fortunate enough to have them come to our place. And like I said, Lyle's in first place, and we battled them hard all the way to the fourth quarter. We ended up losing by 13, but it was a, you know, 8 to 10 point game most of the time. And then a couple nights later, Piatone comes in, who's second in the conference, and we were winning the entire game. We were up 16-2 after the first quarter. We were winning the entire game, until about 30 seconds left. They hit a three and went up by one. We ended up losing by 1 point, but we were winning the entire game. You know, when we lost Natalie in that one with about a minute 20 to go, when we were up by six, and we just couldn't hang on.
Gotcha. So. That sounds like, I mean, even though you lost, it sounds like a little bit of a highlight. Like, we're moving in the right direction. Any other highlights you from the season? Any games that stick out?
I think the game against Coal City when we got our 10th win was a big milestone win for us, to get to double digits, you know. Not any win in particular, really, throughout the season. You know, they played well. They battled. We've only been blown out a couple times. Reed Custer played us tough both mm-hmm. times. We didn't hang with them very well. But no, I mean, it was probably the Coal City win to get us 10 wins. That was probably the biggest achievement of the season so far, biggest highlight of the game.
Awesome.
Yeah. Coming up, like, how many more games do you guys have left in the season?
We play Monday night at 7 o'clock in the first round of the regional against East Peoria. That's over at Washington. So then it's kind of win or go home, you know. If we lose, we're out. If we win, then we take on Morton Potters on Tuesday night at 6 o'clock the next night. And I don't know if you know anything about them or not, but they're 29-0 and they're ranked number one in the state. So it'll be a pretty tough task for us.
Tall order, yeah.
Yep.
How about that first game, though? What are some keys to success for you guys to win that game?
Well, you know, I think they're going to have some athletes. They play in the middle line. They're 3-22, East Peoria is. But, you know, I think they're going to have some girls that can get out and guard you, is what I'm expecting. I haven't really scouted them a whole lot other than, you know, clips that I can get off the internet and stuff. But I'm sending Coach Marvin, my assistant coach, down there Friday night to watch them play Washington. They got their last regular season game on Friday night down there. So we'll get some more information on them after that, and then we'll get ready to play them over the weekend and see what they got on Monday.
So one other thing, too, I want to mention is you guys are young.
Yeah.
And I also noticed that you got a lot of returners coming back. Can you mention some of those players that are coming back? And I know you had an injury that was kind of a devastating injury, one of your ball handlers.
Yeah, you know, it was this second game of the year. I think we were over at the Princeton tournament right before Thanksgiving. And our number one ball handler, Lanai Anderson, you know, she was just coming down the left side of the floor. She went to stop, change directions, and her knee buckled on her. She went down, and then she sat out about 2 weeks. She came to practice on a Friday and Saturday, and then we rolled her out there against Wilmington on a Monday, which was early in December, after she sat out for 2 weeks. And, you know, she got like 6 to 8 points like right away as soon as I put her in. She was lighting a fire for us, you know, and then she unfortunately got a steal and the knee buckled on her to get it half court, and she's been out for the rest of the season. But hopefully, you know, whatever has to happen with her, if it's surgery or if it's just rehab, we get her back next year. She's a junior. Obviously, we got our 1,000-point scorer, Natalie Haynes, coming back next year. We have Desiree Jordan coming back next year,
okay,
who's a guard for us, outside shooter. And we have Josie Cole coming back next year as well. She's a junior. I'm trying to see here. Who am I forgetting? Kristen Lane, mm-hmm. Lana Crowley, all come off the bench for us this year.
And Anna.
Anna Hoffmeyer is a sophomore. She'll be back as a junior next year. So we got a lot of returning pieces coming back. So it's looking good.
I'm a bit of a weight room junkie, as you know, and I kind of can't pay attention to that. That's a strong group of kids.
Yeah, it is. You know, Anna Hoffmeyer works her butt off in there. I had her the first semester. Natalie's with Coach Hassett, so I know she's getting worked up in there. You know, Lana, I think, went to state last year as a sophomore for a shot put. So, mm-hmm. I mean, there's some strength in that group there. So we're looking forward to that, too.
Awesome. So if you had to pick a couple of things that you guys would need to focus on improvement for next year, what would you say?
We got to handle the ball better in the backcourt. When we get pressured from teams, those are the teams that give us fits, you know, whether it be a team that, you know, plays full court man against us or a team that comes out and runs a three-quarter court 1-2-2 trap. Those are the teams that have given us the most fits this year.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Des Jordan kind of took over the roles of handling the ball for us. She's actually, and this isn't a knock on her, but she's had to grow up real quick and learn to handle the ball with Lanai going down. But Des is more of a two-guard. She's a shooter. You know, we'd love to put her in the corner and penetrate and kick the ball to her.
Mm-hmm.
That's more of her game because she can shoot from outside. But, yeah, we just got to get better handling the ball all across. All of our guards got to get better at handling the ball, taking the ball to the hole,
mm-hmm.
you know, not dribbling side to side.
You need multiple ball handlers. You need a bunch of girls to get the ball.
Yeah, because if you only got one, what they're going to do is they're going to put two girls. When you're inbounding the ball, they're going to put two girls on the girl that can handle the ball, and they're not going to let her touch it.
Yeah.
You know, so you got to have extra girls that can take the ball across half court.
So any summer camps coming up, youth camps? I know you guys do some open gym in the summer.
Yeah, actually, I just got done talking to a couple coaches. We are going June 15th to a shootout mm-hmm. in Coal City. You play four games that day. They bring the refs and everything. So I talked to them at the all-conference meeting. So we're going to be in that on June 15th. And then we have a Monday, Wednesday, during the month of June league that we're getting in this year over at Ottawa, too. I just talked to Coach Moore, and we're going to get in that. So I haven't got the summer schedule out yet for June as far as what we're going to do, but those are the games that we're actually going to go play. We didn't play a lot of games last year in the summertime. We just did more skills camp stuff. So we're going to do the skills camp stuff in June, and we're going to be involved in some shootouts in a league on Monday and Wednesday nights.
So it sounds like a little bit extra. That's good. Well, speaking of extras, I'd like to talk a little bit about the SHS Red and White Booster Club. Booster Club's a volunteer organization. It's made up of parents, alumni, faculty, and their friends. Their mission statement is to provide financial assistance and support for all athletics and extracurricular clubs at Streeter High School to enhance the quality of their activities. We've got over 19 sports here at Streeter High School. The Red and White Club has donated over $50,000 to those sports over the last 2 years. And they also sponsor a scholarship for one male and one female scholar athlete each year. But this can't be done without help. So they're looking for volunteers. If you're listening to this right now, you're an alumni, just a committed community member, a parent, whatever. If you're interested in helping or even making a donation, contact Krista Lucky, and she's available at 815-674-1478. And again, that's Krista Lucky. If you're interested in helping with the Streeter High School Red and White Booster Club, 674-1548. And that will segue right into our player feature. Coach Albert, who did you bring with you today?
We brought the lady in the middle, Natalie Haynes.
There she is, right there. Awesome. Well, I'm holding actually today's the sports section from today's Times, and it's got the expose, the article about you and your brother, which I think it's been a really cool thing to watch this year. I got a question, Natalie, 1,000 points. You know, Mr. J.T. Peldy wrote this article, and he has you as the all-time points leader, probably all-time rebounds leader, and with a year to go. I mean, how is that? I mean, how did that feel getting in that 1,000 points? I know I was around and watching, different players, you know, break records over the years and different things. What did that feel like?
It was like a crazy feeling because, honestly, at the game, I didn't even know that it was going to happen. And when they called it and they were announcing it, I was just, everyone stood up and was clapping. And I just thought that it was unbelievable. Like, that's awesome that I could, you know, do that while I was in high school. As a junior, like, that's crazy.
It really is. And, again, being a lifetime Streeter person myself, you know, it's pretty cool when you see those accomplishments and you pay attention and you see, like, I think of, you know, record breakers. I think of Zami Mogul. I think of J.J. Cravata, those types of people. Yeah, exactly. And you're in that conversation, you know, which is pretty cool. So it's kind of embarrassing probably to have at times people talking about you, but we're very proud of you.
Thank you.
Are you involved in any other extracurriculars or clubs or other sports?
I do volleyball. That's it for the school, though.
Got you. Suppose you're a middle blocker, I'd assume?
I am.
Awesome. Any season highlights, you know, that I know Coach Albert talked about some of those. Obviously, 1,000 points is a huge highlight. Mm-hmm. But what sticks out for you so far with this season?
Obviously, at the beginning of the season, we weren't off to a good start. And anybody can tell that from looking at our record in the beginning. But, like, the way that our team grew through the whole season, it's unbelievable because we're finishing games that in the beginning we would have been knocked out by halftime. You know what I'm saying? And it's just awesome to see how the team grows. And yeah, we're losing some seniors, but all the team, like you said, is young. Mm-hmm. And we have so much more to do over the next year. I mean, senior year, I think that the group will be so much, like, put together better, too.
I have an interesting question for you. And so you've been on the varsity since you were a freshman.
Yeah.
Is it, how's that experience been valuable to you now as now a junior?
Honestly, it's made me pick up my game so much more because you have to step up at the varsity level. And as a freshman, you come into school and you're obviously the new freshman, and it seems like it's crazy, like, you're shy and stuff, and you're getting on varsity as a freshman, and it's crazy, and you just have to, you know, mature your game more. Mm-hmm. It really matures. So by junior year, when you're going out to face them girls, there's not that nervousness anymore because you know you expect it already. So it's just good experience.
What What are your expectations for regionals coming up?
I honestly, we're facing East Peoria, I think. We have the same record as them, just about. And I think that we're going to do good the first time, or the first game. I hope that we come out and we handle it. And I just hope we get a win off the bat.
That would be huge. And, you know, again, I think any postseason win for the girls basketball program would be a step in the right direction. Even though, again, I really want to emphasize, the feeling around town is that you're moving in the right direction. But, you know, it's always, coaching-wise, I always try to tell my teams, hey, do something, make some noise. Get in the paper as a team and let get people talking about you, get people excited. You know, so that I think you really have a great opportunity.
So you play AAU, right? So what do you plan on doing in college? What do you plan on studying? Anything you can give us on that?
Obviously, I want to play at a college level. Like a lot of people assume that, and it's true. I kind of want to study to be a lawyer or something with law, but a lawyer would be awesome to go in that direction. But yeah, I just want to play at a college level.
I'm gonna get kind of specific with you. What kind of law have you thought about that?
I have no clue. I honestly wanted to do like something with forensic, something like that, like into that kind of
CSI type of thing.
Yeah, something like that.
Are you a CSI fan? Do you watch?
Yes, I love watching anything that's about like Law and Order, anything like that. Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, it's both those shows are big at my house. I know that for sure. One thing that's been interesting with you is your work ethic, and it's been noticeable. And those are the things people don't necessarily see. You know, tell me a little about the things that you do in the off season to make yourself better. You just don't show up when tryouts happen and put the ball away or put the weights away. Tell me what your off season looks like.
So my off season is obviously I play for AAU, so that's always going. Basketball never stops at my house. So
right.
We're always going, we're always doing something. When I'm everything before I, it's like a ritual at my house. Before I go anywhere, you gotta hit the gym first, and after you're done, then you can go and do whatever you want. But you gotta get that workout in before, because in the outcome, it's gonna make your life so much easier, because you just gotta keep working and keep doing that. But if you skip or something, you know, it just comes back sometimes. So you just gotta keep working hard and just keep it up always.
So if you could give one bit of advice, I'd say to a sixth, seventh grade girl playing at one of our feeder schools, you know, how to be where you are, or you know, make the program better. What would you tell that young girl right now?
I would just tell them that they gotta stay focused. They gotta really give it their all. They don't slack, is what I'm trying to say. Is always keep pushing and don't get frustrated yourself, and like, you know, just keep working, because your work never goes unnoticed. Somebody's watching. The coach is watching. Your other players are trying to be better than you. I mean, you are starting, like, you're putting up competition. You just gotta keep going.
Amen to that. But that being said, I'm gonna do a little plug here for our Hub Club. Are you a gamer? Do you like board games? Maybe card games? How about foosball? Watching anime? Well, or do you have any other special hobbies that you're interested in? If you are, every Monday from 3 to 4 p.m., the SHS Hub Club meets and does whatever they want in a comfortable, fun setting. They meet in and around the LMC where everyone is welcome. If you're interested, see Mr. Aubrey for more info. And again, once again, that's the Hub Club. They meet outside the LMC every Monday after school, 3 to 4 p.m. I know you guys are in and around the building. You guys have probably seen that those groups out there playing games and doing different things. It's a pretty cool thing, and I got to give Mr. Aubrey a lot of credit for giving an outlet for kids that might not otherwise be doing anything else.
Yeah, it is really cool to see. You know, like when we're walking through to go to the Bloomington Street Gym a lot of times for practice, if the boys are in there, you know, you see a lot of those kids that you know, don't want to play a sport or don't fit in that, you know, arena or whatever. And it's cool to see them all. And you see Officer George Christ Nation out there playing checkers with the kids or whatever, you know. So it's cool to see those guys are interacting and you know, having their niche to hang out with. It's cool.
Yeah. So we're going to finish this first Coach's Corner podcast up with a little bit of a lightning round. Okay. So what we're going to do is we're going to ask you, maybe throw a couple words out to you, and we just want you guys to respond. Here's the format. So I'll throw something out there, and Natalie, I'm going to let you go ladies first. Okay, and then you got to respond. And we might have a little banter about that, I don't know. And then, Coach, you'll get a chance to give yours.
Okay, sounds good.
So number one, Favorite movie, Natalie?
I'm going to have to say maybe The Lion King.
Awesome.
That's a
choice.
One.
Great choice. How about you, Coach?
I'm going to have to go Old School. The movie Old School. I could roll the entire time through that movie.
A lot of quotes in that one.
A lot of quotes in that one. Talk about it for days.
Absolutely.
Number two, favorite athlete?
I'm going to go Russell Westbrook right now.
Ooh, nice.
I'm going to stay in the basketball, too, and I'm going to say Larry Bird was my favorite athlete growing up.
Awesome. Very cool. I'm a music guy. So my question is, Natalie's wearing a Beatles shirt today, so I'm pretty excited about that. My favorite album, Abbey Road, by the way. Pre-game, athletes got fire-up songs. What's your favorite pre-game fire-up song, Nat?
I'm going to go kind of an older one, Stronger by Kanye West. That's always a pump-up one.
And then, Coach, you were a football player, college football. What was it?
Yeah, I don't care if it was basketball, baseball, if it would be my baseball walk-up song or if it was walking out to the football field or whatever, but Welcome to the Jungle was the song I wanted to hear.
I love it. I love it. And then how about this one? One food you can't live without.
I'm going to say pizza, probably.
What do you put on your pizza?
Like pepperoni. That's like my favorite.
How about pineapple? That's always a divisive question.
Pineapple
does not go on pizza.
I'm all for it.
Yeah, I don't like pineapple on pizza either. But I was going to say pizza too, but you know, another food I'd probably not live without ever having again would be a ribeye steak. Ooh. A steak guy.
How do you take your steak?
Medium rare.
Done. I gotta love that.
Little bit of onions and mushrooms on there too. That's good.
For this one, we got LeBron, MJ, or Kobe.
Oh my gosh, that's such a hard one. I'm gonna go Michael Jordan. I just always have to, no matter what.
I'm the same. I gotta go Michael Jordan. I can't say that anybody in the present or in the past is better than what that guy did.
Well, how about you, co-host? I know you wanted to. What's your take?
I gotta go Kobe. Definitely.
Why do you say Kobe?
I mean, he's scoring 81 points, and then last game of their whole career, they're going out there and scoring 60. Nobody else does that.
Yeah, like defense.
All right, so this is the one. I have to throw this one out there. Natalie, and I'm not going to put you on the spot, Coach. Harder worker, Jack Haynes, Natalie Haynes.
Oh, my gosh. This is like a must.
Got to answer it.
I don't know. We're both such hard workers. We do the same stuff. We're basically equal right now.
Who's the one that you're working out, you're getting it done, who's the one that has to push the other one a little bit harder?
Oh, Jack for sure. He's always pushing me. Okay. Always. Trying to get me to do as much weight as I can do.
All right. If you guys are playing one-on-one, who's winning that game?
Oh, my God.
I know you guys have done it, so.
It just depends. If he's out there shooting, I don't have a chance. But if we're down there doing post moves, I'm working him all day.
Better feet. She's got better feet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, you know, I was taking Natalie, about a year and a half ago. But now the Jack's brought it up about 4 inches over the last year. I don't know, it'll be a good game.
Well, one thing that has been very cool to see, and I noticed you mentioned it in the article, is you're both fans of each other. And watching at the games, and each time one of you does something, the other one, I mean, you guys jump off the bench and are cheering for each other. It's genuine joy. And I'm sure there's some friendly sibling competition, but there's genuine joy to see the other one do well, and that is really cool to see. So,
yeah.
So we're excited about that. We're excited that we've got you as a Bulldog for one more year. We're excited that we got Jack for a Bulldog for two more years, and so there should be a lot of really good things happening. So, with that being said, I we're kind of done here, and it was. Great. This was great. And it was cool to learn a little bit about both of you guys.
Pleasure to be here on your first inaugural Coach's Corner.
No, it was great. And we couldn't have picked two better guests to start it off with. So, we're going to try to do this, once a month, I think the goal here is. And we're going to hopefully get the boys basketball coach in, Coach Doty in, and he can bring a player in. I kind of have an idea who he's going to bring in, but I'm not going to say. People have to wait for that one. We'd like to thank Mr. Randolph here, our producer, yes, sitting thank to my you. Left. Did a great job helping us stay on time. And if any student is listening to this and you're interested in broadcasting and you want to be a part of this, come find me, Mr. McGurk, find Mr. Randolph, talk to Sean. And we're glad we got, I think, an empty spot sitting right over here, two empty spots. that we could, you know, add to. And if you've got some ideas for another podcast that special interest, come see Mr. Randolph. He'd be glad to help you out. So with that being said, I'd like to thank Coach Albert, Natalie Haynes, and my co-host Sean McGurk. And I'd like to leave you with this great day to be a Bulldog. Have a good one, Streeter High School.
Bang! Attention! Hut! Bang! Horse!